My main objective is to go where it's warm. I don't like all this cold anymore. Too many aches and pains when you get to be over 40, 50 years old. So my idea is to go south, especially in the winter.
And I understand you're planning a fairly unique vacation trip this winter.
That's right. And I'll be going to Tucson, Arizona for 3 months. What's unique about this is I'm traveling with my horse. I'm taking my horse and my 28-foot horse trailer and my truck, and I'm driving to Tucson, Arizona. And I'm going to an equine campground, which involves a place that will set me up in my trailer. I will live in this trailer. My horse will have her own facilities outside of the trailer. And we will have in the neighborhood of 400 miles of trails to ride in the Tucson Mountains.
And not so much snow either.
And no snow. Right now it's 80 degrees there, and it's, I think, 20 here. We're having a heat wave. There's a lot of other activities to do in that area. There's a lot of snowbirds, would you say, that go south. So, of course, in January, February, March, any of the southern states are very popular. So there's a lot of activities to do.
What kinds of short trips do you like to take around maybe the Twin Cities metro area or Wisconsin and in Minnesota?
In Wisconsin, we have what they call the Barrens. That's outside of Cushing, Wisconsin. And there's 75 miles of horse trails there. There's real nice camping facilities. And the people are wonderful. It's really nice and clean. And it's reasonably priced. And it's a real great activity for the whole family. In Minnesota, there's a lot of state parks that have horseback riding. There's a lot of county parks that have horseback riding. One of our favorites is Zumbro Bottoms. It's down by Lake City. And we ride back in those big hills that you've seen. If you've ever ridden or driven down by Lake City, those hills are great on a horse.
Do you sometimes travel with your extended family and grandkids and such, and they get involved in this activity too?
Oh, yes. When I have the option of having another horse, or I put my grandkids on them and they come with me, and it's great. It's really a great family entertainment thing, something I don't think they'll ever forget. Also, I do travel with my sister a great deal. She's 73 years old, still rides her horse, and has her own trailer. And we go all over. Usually during the summer, too, we try to take one trip out west or one big trip during the summer, besides all the little short trips we take on weekends and long weekends.
Just in general, how often do you switch cars?
Well, I'm driving a 2000 Ford F-350 right now with 100,000 miles on it, and I'm hoping it's going to make it to Tucson and back in fine style. Now, that's quite a plug for a Ford. But I bought it new, I've taken good care of it, and here goes.
When you do look for something new, what might you be looking for out there?
If I want something that's going to pull this horse trailer, I have to go to a one-ton, which is what the 350 is, a one-ton truck. Now, I'm a grandma of seven little grandkids, and I drive a one-ton truck.
Any advice for organizations who might be interested in selling you a car?
Well, I'm short. Any way that they could make these easy to get at would be a great option. I notice now Ford has a little deal on the end of the tailgate. It's a step, so it's easier to get in. Now, that was a good option. It's a lot of work getting in and out of that truck, but it keeps me in shape.
Would you have any advice for folks who are about to retire or maybe are newly retired?
Get a hobby. You have to have something to do. If you don't have something to do and you retire, you're going to die. You got to have something to keep yourself busy. That's kind of why I'm working right now. I am over the age of retirement, but I work a part-time job just to be busy.